Okay, we're picking up from the Gemara on the top of Lamed Aleph, from Aleph, two lines from the top, where the words of Ihachi with a little bit of a middle of Akasha. The Gemara was discussing why the Mishnah, when it used the case of the fact that there was Kiddushin, Besafik, the example that we used where you throw the Kiddushin within, questionably within a Dalad Amos. If it's within a Dalad Amos, then the idea is that even versus Rabbim, person's Dalad Amos is Kona. But here, the question was, maybe it was in your Dalad Amos, not her Dalad Amos, in which case it would lead to the fact that it wouldn't be necessarily married. And the case of a Sefik Gerushin, we didn't use that example. We used the example of Ein Lazman, or Ksav Yado, or there's only the Ein and the Sofer. So those examples were Midarban and their Puzzle, Midaraisa, their BK, but that was what we used as a Sefik Gerushin. So the Gemara had a problem that the Gemara was saying that it's really a Chumle de Kula, because basically you're going to come to think that it really was a Kiddushin Vadai. So the Gemara says that when you require chalitza, the tzara is going to be treated as an erva, and people are going to know that the kedushin was going to be disregarded, and therefore they're going to take in consideration there's only a chumra. So the Gemara asks last, that we're holding, Ihachi, if that's true, that a questionable kedushin would be disregarded, and the rabbinic chumra would be then that the tzara would be taken for yibum. Therefore, the Gemara says, Girushin amelisne. So then, in regard to a divorce, we could teach this case that a get was thrown safek karvla, safek karvla, ilitra chalitza, and say the same exact example, that the tzara would require chalitza, umidiyad, the churma bi'amu. And everyone would know that it's only a requirement of chalitza, it's only a churma, that maybe to the fact that maybe Shitaka was, in fact, divorced properly, in which case beforehand, she was divorced. Reuben, again, and Shimon are brothers, and Shimona, the wife of Shimon, was the daughter of Reuben. So in that example, if Shimona gets divorced, Shimon divorces Shimona, then Pashut, if it was Rachel, another lady in the picture, Rachel would be allowed to do Yibum Chalitza with, or has a Chiyuv to do Yibum, or maybe Yibum Chalitza, whatever it is, with Reuben. Now, if there's a Suffolk garrison at play over here, that Shimon threw it to her within a Dal Amos, then give her the Chalitza. And everyone will know it's the same chumrah, and that's the only same chumrah, meaning that now Shimona is suffolk divorce. So then that comes back to Rachel. Rachel mechumrah would have to do chalitza, because again, if Shimon really is in fact still married to Shimona, the daughter of Reuben, then pashut midaraisa according to Hillel, she's patur. However, since we don't know that she's fully divorced, so then we require the chalitza lechumrah midal no chumrah amuhu. So Gemara says imata omer chaletzes, because if you say that she's going to require chalitza, then accidentally misya bamitz, and accidentally it'll come to be taken in yibum. So the Gemara says, fine, but say the same exact thing with regards to a questionable kedushin. So meaning that's the reason that we couldn't bring the case of a questionable gerushin. So Gemara says, hasam nami, though, hachanami rather. Iyata omer choletzes misya bemes. So also then, a case over here, that if you say choletzes, she requires chalitza, then accidentally she's going to be taking the yibum, and therefore the fact was the kedushin of the erva was valid, so the yibum would be marrying a tzar of an erva. So Gemara says that that would be a problem here as well. So the Gemara says, "V'tisyabim ve'makachlum achazaka kakaima." So let her be taken a yibum, and it wouldn't be an issue because she's going to be her status that she's permitted to the yavam. In the case of the safek kedushin of the erva, so the tzara that's going to be the issue over here. Even though there was a chumrah mir derabanan not allowing it to yibum, if an error had in fact taken place, then the yibum would be taking place. It would not be lechora an iser because in the case it'd be the chazaka that he's mutter to be the yavam. In the case though of a questionable gerushin, that the status of the tzara of the erva is being part of Yibum, what is the pashas? That she was married. So status quo is that Shimon was married to Shimona and to Rachel still. And Shimona got a suffolk divorce, but Shimona's status, her chazaka, is that she's an ishish to Shimon. If her chazaka is an ishish to Shimon, if Rachel does Yibum, you'd be going after the chazaka and saying that you'd be an erva, it's an erva, which would be midaraisa aser. And that would be a real problem. I'm serious issue for Shitas Beis Hillel. So the Gemara says, Asi Ve'abayi. So again, so this was a kasha, then why? So that meaning that the point is that really the case of kedushin wouldn't be such an issue, as opposed to the case of kedushin would lead to an iser deoraisa. So the Gemara says, "Esiv Abaye." Abaye has a problem with this, with the kasha. Again, this is rabba that we had before. That nafal Abaye salav al bas achiv. If you have a house that fell on him and his brother's daughter. So an example over here, Reuven's daughter, Shimona, was married to Shimon. So now Shimona was married to Shimon, and they both, unfortunately, they died together. And now Shimon was married to Shimona and to Rachel here also. But we don't know who died first. So Tarasa, so then now we have this Rachel. So if Shimona had died first, then midaraisa, then everyone agrees. Midarabanan also midaraisa. If we knew this, we could ascertain this also midarabanan and midaraisa. She'd be chayav to do either yibum chalitza this lady Rachel. However, if Shimon dies first, then you have a tzara erva. She's pater even midaraisa midarabanan anything to do with chalitza or yibum. So here we don't know. There's a suffix. So what's the halacha? Tzara chalitza v'lo misya bemes. The tzara does chalita and is not allowed to be taken in yibum. Because again, I was just pointing out that that would be the shayla of potentially being involved with the tzara. So the Gemara asks, "Am I? Why would that be the case that we require chalitza?" The halacha is that she seemingly is going to be mutter when her husband died. And we suffer got a baloser, and here the questionable case of the erva maybe died first. You're coming to ask her. Meaning, what's the chazaka? The chazaka is that she was married along with Shimona to Shimon. Shimona was the daughter of Reuven, so she is chazaka that she is a erva, the tzara of an erva to Reuven. So therefore, the suffix shouldn't become a motive in the chazaka. Al tetzara masuffik, you should not ask her in that case. Since we don't say that, so then we see that clearly we don't go after the chazaka and say that there should be, that would be the reason that there should be a difference in the Mishnah between kedushin and gerushin. The Gemara says, now maybe I'll argue the v'chitema achanami lechumra. So the Gemara says, here too, you require chalitza only as a chumrah, then maybe even you're right. Really, the chazaka tells you that you should be allowed to get married without any issues. But we tell you that you should do the chalitza with the tzara, with Rachel in our example, because it's a chumrah, it would be a chumrah. The chumrah that maybe taka, maybe really, that maybe really she was the one who died first, maybe Shimona was, in our example, was the one who died first, in which case, then Midarban and Emidar, right, so she'd be chayav, Rachel would be chayav to do Yibam Chalitza with Ruvain. So Gemara points out, the Chumra de Asta de Kulahu, this would be a Chumra, a stringency, which would lead then to a Kula, to a leniency. What is that? Shimata Omer Chalites, because if you say she requires Chalitza, then again, that would be Misya Bemis, you'd accidentally come to take her in Yibum, which Midar Raisa and the Chazaka, Midarban and the Chazaka is, that really she is Pater, Mi Yibam Chalitza, she'd be Asher, that she was Achas, she was the Ishto, Shalachim. She was the Ishis Achim. So that would be an Isra Dereisa. So now you're going to remove that by ending the Lito Kula of the Yibum. So Gemara says, no, because two possible answers why this case is fundamentally different and not a good raya against Rabbah. Gerushin deshchicha gazri barabbanan. In a case of divorce, which is common, so Rabbanan made a decree that if the divorce of an erva was questionable, there should be no chalitza since it might lead to yibum. That makes sense. However, Mapoles, which is the Mishnah later on in the Ayin, I don't remember where it comes up. Samas, wherever it comes up, that over there the Mishnah is going to tell us that Mapoles lo shchicherik lo gazri rabbanan. When Mapoles is a house that falls down, how often does that happen? The Rabbanan don't make the decree, and then over there we would require to do chalitza because of the concept of milsa de lo shchicherik. Things that weren't common, the Rabbanan never made a gzera for. This is a halacha, a very important halacha that comes up sometimes. We just had this last year, potentially, according to some achronim. Fascinating deal. I heard this also by Shofar. I'm not exactly sure how that would apply, but I'll discuss what I do know for sure, was the case by Megillah. We just had a Purim Meshulash in Yerushalayim last year. Not this Purim, the one before this was a Purim Meshulash. That means that Friday is Yadalit and Shabbos is Tezvav. The only time that your perm could fall out is Tezvav. It's impossible for Yadalit ever to fall on Shabbos, so Tezvav is the only day it can fall on Shabbos. We had that last year. So the question is, can you lean the Megillah? Obviously not, because that's the Gzera de Rabbah. Rabbah always goes there that you're going to come. You don't know how to lean the Megillah. You can come to Kali, Adar Amos, and that's the reason the Gemara says of Shofar. That is the reason of Lulav, and they happen all three on the same year. That when you have Rosh Hashanah, Chalias B'Shabbos, you're also going to have the first day of Sukkot fall on Shabbos. You're also going to have Tesvav of Purim, which is also going to fall on Shabbos. Okay? So the halacha is you clearly cannot lean on the Megillah. So now what happens though if there's a Bar Mitzvah boy who's born in Yerushalayim, who lives in Yerushalayim, and he's born, and his Bar Mitzvah is Tesvav? So he missed Yadalit because he wasn't bar mitzvah yet. Now his tesvav is his day to be laning. So the Maral Diskin wanted to taina this concept that milsa delo shchichei lo gazer rabbanan. Fascinating. He wanted to taina how often does it happen that you have the tesvav falls on Shabbos? Whenever Rosh Hashanah is with Shabbos, we know it doesn't happen that often. We just had one, and the year before that one was like 12 years ago. It was a very long time before that. Again, there are certain circumstances of the Jewish calendar where it'll be like 3 in every 70 years, but in general, that thing is not so common. And besides for that, then you're coming into, it's not just, it's only people in the walled cities. So people, maybe Tveria, Yerushalayim, not many cities in the world are walled cities. And how many people are going to be bar mitzvah within those amount of people are going to be bar mitzvah on a Shabbos that is a tesvav, that their gofa, their bar mitzvah is that day. He says it's so uncommon. So therefore, it's something so uncommon. Chazal never made a gzera de rabba. Fascinating. He held the bar mitzvah boy should lane that Shabbos, and he should lane the Megillah, make the brachos, and lane. That was a fascinating shock of Maral Diskin. Later after wrote him Rav Shlomo Zalman. He doesn't necessarily reject it, but he thinks Rav Neventzal, he said this. I thought it was between Rav Zalman. I'm not on a quote. Misquoted. Rav Neventzal definitely said this. Rav Neventzal said that Yerushalayim Baruch Hashem is so populated. I think 500,000 people, Jews, that live in Yerushalayim right now. So definitely you're going to have certain, every Purim Meshulash, you're definitely going to have a few boys, at least, the numbers. How many 13-year-olds are in Yerushalayim? If you have 500,000 people, I don't know, you have to speak to people who are good at statistics, but how many people you'll have, then the odds are that you'll have more than a good amount of people, probably more than 10, when this circumstance would occur, but it makes it enough shchiche that we could say that there would be Gazer Abanim. Okay, a fascinating deal. The Poskim don't really say to do this, but that is a fascinating shayla nonetheless. based on this concept of milsa de lo shchichah lo gaz rabbanan. That was the first answer which we suggested. Again, because the idea when it comes to divorce is more shchiach, we're afraid it'll lead to yibum. In the case of mapolis, we're not afraid it'll lead to yibum because mapolis is so uncommon as it is, so we allow you to do chalitza. In that case, we're not afraid of yibum. So the Gemara says inami gerushin dekayim erva dekamuchach. Now, when it comes to divorce, when the erva is clear in front of us, that shows the status of her tzara. The co-wife is going to be she's an erva. That's obvious to everybody. But tzarasa kamatzvach lo chalitza. If you're required to chalitza, Amri, people are going to say, "Kamu rabbanan begita degita malyahu." The rabbanan determined that the divorce was a valid divorce, and that's why she requires chalitza because everyone knows she was a tzarven erva. A tzarven erva has a kol, as we saw earlier in the Gemara. So Gemara says, "Asu liyibum elat tzara." Therefore, people are going to come to do yibum with the kawaif the erva. Mapoles. In the case of a house that falls down, even though rabbanan require chalitza, there could be no mistake. Mikamu barabbanan mapoles. Is it possible they should possibly know the situation? Who determined who died first? Of course not. Since the rabbanan don't know, there's obviously no way for them to know first. Everybody knows that the reason they had chalitza would be because the fact that maybe the niece was the one who died first. In our example, Shimona, who was the daughter of Reuben, that was the one who died first, and therefore that's why we have it. That's why it's a chumrah. It's not going to be leading to yibum because everybody knows the reasoning of the chumrah. Okay, so therefore we've answered the question of it. Now the Gemara is asking another question. The Mishnah left out a geist of a get that was thrown close to him. Why should that be? The Gemara said, "V'gavi gerushin milo tanan." But with regards to gerushin, don't we have the case of hatanan of when it's a case of a gerushin misafik, we will require chalitza. We learned in the Mishnah and in Gittin tells us in Daf Ayin Ches, "Hai so medes bris." If she was standing in her Rosh Hashanah, Mavlik Amin, Vizarku La, Karav La Megareshes, Karav La Eina Megareshes. If he threw the get and was within the Dalad Amos in Rosh Hashanah, so then that's again, Dalad Amos Shal Adam's Kone, that would be the get, it's hers. However, it's Karav La Eina Megareshes, close to his Dalad Amos, he was standing 8 Amos away, it was within his 4 Amos, then she's definitely 100% not divorced. However, what happens is Mechzal Metzah, what is right in between? And we don't really know, we can't determine the get where it was, and we can't determine who was in her Dalad Amos. The Gemara says, Migoresh, Mishnah says, Migoresh is Vaina Migoresh. She's divorced, not divorced, meaning she is Lechumra could be considered a Savik Ashes ish. The Armina Lamayel says, what a lacha is it that she's a Savik Ashes ish? De Kohenu Asurla. If the husband gave her, who was the one who gave her this get, he's asked to remarry her, because now she's his own Grusha. And his own Grusha, unfortunately, if the Kohen ever divorces his wife, he's never allowed to get remarried to her. So the Gemara says, again, Ikor, Sarasavi Erva, he Tsarasa Baya Chalitza. If she's an Erva to her husband, the Kohen would require Chalitza because, again, if she's Shimon, in our example, who was Reuben and Shimon, and Shimon had handed this get, Shimon was the daughter of Reuben, so now, in this example, so then, if there's another lady, Rachel, was the Erva, she requires Chalitza. But there we don't say that if he divorces her, the Savi Karvla, Savi Karvla, that she should, he may come to take her a Yibum, which would be a potential Isidoreisa. So how is that okay? So meaning that the question based on our assumption right now, that case should be us to do chalitza as well. So Gemara says, Hayitmar, Labba, we explain regarding that Mishnah, an answer. Rabba, Rav Yosef, Amar Tevah, Ayahacha, B'shei, Kita, Edi, Maskina, and there we're dealing with the case of two sets of witnesses. Achas Omeres Karav Lav, Achas Omeres Karav Lav. One set says, we know for sure it was definitely close to her, she's fully divorced with Daraisa. And the other said, no, we know for sure it's closer to him and she's not married, and she's not Daraisa divorced at all. So then what do we have over here? Havalei Sveika Daraisa. In that example, we're gonna have a Sveika Daraisa. We mamash don't know. You have two verses true, Trey Vechave Trey, and therefore we don't know. Therefore, you're not allowed to marry her without Chalitza. We would not require her to do Chalitza. So then we have a Sveik over there. But that case was with a Chazaka, and therefore the Chazaka is that she's still going to be married, and therefore we're assuming that there's an issue. So the Gemara doesn't explain though. That, again, we're going after the Chazak over here. So yeah, did you have a Davilei Sveika Doreisa? Umasnisa in Da'acha Bevas Achas Davilei Sveika Derabanan. Whereas our Mishnah is only did Derabanan because one witness is of the telling us the condition was valid according to Rashi, and the other witnesses were telling us the condition was not valid. So therefore, it's a Tzavik Derabanan, and that's why it would be different. Since only one witness if I said it was valid close to her, the principal Chazak would be Midaraisa. Therefore, telling you that Yibum would be allowed to take place. Accordingly, the issue of the Yibum is going to be a Chumrah, and she cannot be permitted to marry without Chalitza. In the case of the questionable divorce, on the other case though, the opposite would be true. Since she's a Chazaka, that she's permitted to be married when her husband dies, because the Chazaka, they were both married to the husband, she's going to remain with the status of the Chazaka, and therefore she would be allowed to marry without getting divorced. Since therefore she's married without Chalitza, we do not apply the Chumrah of requiring her to have Chalitza, because again, it might lead to be her taking a Yibum. So, but the Gemara never explains though, in all this, the Gemara never explains why Chazaka cannot be determined in this case also when two separate witnesses are opposing each other. Why would not be? Why can't we go up to the Chazaka there also and say that it would be okay? So Rabbi Kiva Eger asks Kasha, and he explains that it's very interesting. He says that really the concept is that if you have two witnesses requiring it's Lav Dafka too. It could be that you have two witnesses saying it's Safek Karav, let's say, closer to him, and 100 witnesses saying that it's closer to her. In the case where you have 100 witnesses referring that it's closer to her, and the halacha is, and the Torah tells us that Trey Kameha, that the 100, doesn't matter that 100 are saying that it's closer to him, and two, if there are two are witnesses, valid witnesses, that they're a cut of Edom, they're a group of witnesses coming together, and they are like the 100. They cancel the 100, and it's going to be a suffix. So you can't tell me that if really in our example, let's say it was 2 versus 2, and then another 2 witnesses came again and also said that it was definitely closer to the woman, she's fully divorced, it doesn't matter though, because at the end of the day, that is trei kameya, that is not going to be valid, so we don't accept the second set of witnesses. So if we don't accept the second set of witnesses, says Rabbi Akiva Eger, then certainly we're not going to accept a chazakah. The chazakah would tell her that her status as a married woman remain unchanged. That is not going to be stronger than a aegis. And therefore, since it's a doubtful question, we can't go after the chazakah, which in normal cases we can normally go after the chazakah. Really an answer from Rabbi Akiva Eger. Okay, anyway, so the Gemara says, again, back to over here. So Gemara says, how do I know that over here the Mishnah is dealing with a case of only one set of witnesses? Rashi's explanation is very problematic because at the end of the day, there's a concept of Ein Davar Erva Pachas Mishnayim. Rashi says one aide saw it and one aide didn't see it. So then why do you ever have a Havamina that she's married? The halacha is if one Ein Davar Erva Pachas Mishnayim. So okay, but that's what Rashi goes. We're going to leave Rashi's explanation of how that works. But anyway, so that's a big kasha that they're showing the maps. So the Gemara says, because what Raya are you going to be? The Mishnah is dealing with the case of only one set of witness. The Gemara says, Dume de Kedushin, Ma Kedushin Vasachas, Av Gershin Vasachas. So just like Kesha of Kedushin is in the case of one set of witnesses, so do Gershin only one set of witnesses. The Gemara asks, if a Kedushin can find in my Vasachas, how do I know the case of Kedushin that is only referring to one set of witnesses? Maybe Dume Mishtaki Day, maybe there's groups, again, one saying that it was definitely married, the other saying it was definitely not married. If there's two sets of witnesses, the Mishnah should tell us that the Alacha should be allowed to be taken Edim, and there would be no issue with her taking Edim. The chazaka of that she's permissible to the Yavam. So Gemara says, "Kaima Edim v'kamrei kar of la." So two witnesses stand before us, and they say the kedushin fell close to her. And you're telling us that the tzara, the erva, could be married. There's no issue with that. You just said that the principle of chazaka is not enough to remove the status over here. So the lechora, the Gemara is bothered by this. So the Gemara says, so therefore we say that really we can't give that. So the Gemara says, "Vesuda." Another question. You're going to tell me that when you have two sets of witnesses, it's only a dinder abanan. For we said that if there's two witnesses say that the erva was not divorced, and the other two say she was divorced, isha ukma chazaka, the woman that's tzar of the erva should be established on the fact that she would be prepared to be married with anani chalitza. So this refers to the case again. But the Gemara is now assuming that there is no problem with telling us the chazaka is going to be allowed to be used in this case. The Gemara is saying that the two sets of witnesses offset each other, and therefore it's treated as really there's no witnesses at all. Not that there's two versus whoever comes after them. The whole answer we just have now. So now the svar of the Gemara is that we don't say the first set of witnesses offset the second set. Therefore, we're assuming that that they're completely as if there's nothing there, and therefore all we have is the chazaka. The chazaka is she's allowed to do chalitza in this case. So Gemara says, the Gemara says that there's an araya for this. This is similar to the case of Bar Shatiyah. The Gemara Ksuba talks about this Bar Shatiyah. Little Bar Shatiyah is probably Shota, that he's somebody who was mentally not capable. He would go in and out. He'd be on whatever pills he was on. Certain cases he'd be with it. Other days he wouldn't be with it. So the halacha was, he had a lot of property. He was very rich. 2 people came and they said that when he was normal he sold it and therefore it's a valid sale. However, another witness says, no, that was when he was taking the pills. He was totally off and his sales shouldn't be valid because he was a Shota. He was not mentally there. Ravashi says the halacha is that we keep the chazaka there. Turning on to Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. V'uki ara akum bechasas Bar Shatiyah. The halacha should be that the money should stay with Bar Shatiyah. Since we're in a case of the doubt of the sale, we learn the cheskas marakama. The cheskas marakama is the first guy who didn't sell it yet. So therefore, we're assuming it's his property. Ravashi tells us that the case of two sets, they're going to be offset to assume that there's nothing there. And therefore, we go after the chazaka. So similarly over here, when we have two sets of witnesses that are arguing with each other, whether they get what's thrown close to the ever or not, we should say that you go back to the halacha of the chazaka. So the Mishnah therefore tells us that we go after the chalat, the din of the chazaka. And the Mishnah tells us, Yerukhayas chalitza must be a din derabanan in the chumrah. Therefore, this shows us that the rabbanim are not concerned that if it requires to have chalitza, it's going to cause a mistake in her yibum. Because if it's only again a chumrah derabanan, then if she actually does yibum, then we're saying that the chazaka would be that midaraisa, she doesn't require it. And if you did taka a yibum, you'd violate an isra deraisa. So Gemara says, Amar le Abaye. Therefore, we're very bothered by Rabbah. So therefore, Abaye comes to reject and Gantin Rabbah, and he gives another explanation, Yagid Alav Reu. That literally one is going to show the light, literally, of the other one. And Abaye is coming to paraphrase the lesson of Pasuk and Iyuv. According to Abaye, the fact that Tana the Mishnah didn't use the same example is just telling us that really, he's telling us that it's extra to mention it. Therefore, he's teaching us another example that these just more halachas. Therefore, we want to give more halachas of questionable cases to remind ourselves, oh, what's the case of a Savik Gerushin? I'll mention this one as an extra halacha you'll learn from the Mishnah. So therefore, Tana v'Gerushin, v'adin l'Gerushin. He told us this halacha with regards to Kiddushin. If you threw it to a car of love, that'd be the same halacha for divorce. Tana v'Gerushin, v'adin l'Gerushin. Enachana would be the same halachas. So Rava doesn't like this. He likes it a little bit, but doesn't like all that. Amar Le Rava, Yagid Lav Reya, you're going to say that one is showing us the lachad. All the examples are horribly true, that really all the lachas of Kiddushin and Girushin should be the same. But that's not the case. My Zeo Diktani, the Mishnah says that Halashan Zeo Safek Kiddushin, Zeo Safek Kiddushin, that this is the case. This is the example of a questionable divorce. This is the example of a questionable marriage. Lefora, it's coming to qualify this halacha, and that would come to exclude something. According to you, what's it coming to exclude if they have the same exact halachas? So therefore, Rava says that Lamarava Kol Sheish BeKedushin Yesh BeGirushin, that everything that's regards to kedushin is also questionable with regards to divorce. Meaning, all the kashrus of Rava in a chanami would answer that everything with the same samla or safek would be the same halachas by a get. The Yesh BeGirushin Mashen Kedushin. However, the reason that we say Zeo is really only because of the seifa of the Mishnah, which said that this is a seifa of safek girushin. This is a case of safek girushin as opposed to a kedushin, which is not going to be the same. As the Gemara is going to mention that the girushin is different. Girushin can be has to be have a time stamp on it. If you have, we mentioned it. Isha Nikta. How do you do a shtar? The shtar is not what we do. I'm going to get confused. A ksuba is not a shtar. That's not how you get married. A ksuba is just the benefits of the marriage. The document is just showing the kiddushin that we do is the shavei kesef. That's the dindaraisa of how to get married. The ksuba is just a shtar, a monetary document saying that the husband is going to obligate to give X, Y, and Z for the woman. That's her insurance policy. Chas v'shalom, that anything should happen to the husband. That's her insurance policy. That she get that from the ksuba. So now the Gemara is saying that this case over here is going to be different. That when it comes to a shtar kiddushin, it does not need to have the time on it, as opposed to when it comes to a shtar gerushin, ikuva midarabanan is going to require to have a time on it. So Gemara says, v'zeru de gerushin lav dafka, the case of the wording, that zeru of the gerushin is lav dafka, meaning that really the question of divorce should have been different. Elamishun tadana zeru b'kiddushin. Tananami zeru b'gerushin, meaning that this case is the case of a suffic kiddushin, as opposed to the fact that if it was written without a timestamp on it, that would be a kasha kiddushin to come to exclude the case of gerushin. When it says zeru b'gerushin, and achanami, the halachas of gerushin are exactly the same as those of kiddushin, but this one exception was really a halacha in kiddushin, and the Mishnah just mentions both of them, but really there's a chiddush in the first statement with regards to the kiddushin. So the Gemara says, so what taka is this coming to exclude? The case of this is a question. This is a questionable kiddushin. Which case is not going to be a questionable kiddushin? The Gemara says the case of limud isman delika bekiddushin. The example of again when you marry a woman with a shtar, then she is going to need to be written without isman. As opposed to getting divorced, you definitely 100% need it to be written with a time. So the Gemara asks, why don't they institute the writing of a time stamp on a kiddushin like they do by a get? So now the Gemara is going to qualify the question and tell us there's really a fundamental machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Tzlokas, the Gemara getting about this shayla. The Gemara says, because hanich lamandam or mishum perek. Now there's a machlokas over there. According to Reish Lakish, I believe, he's the one who holds that the reason is because of perek. Now what are perek? That a woman who marries a man, the Gemara, the Rabbanan established that whenever a man marries into a woman, there's a certain contractual obligations that each one is required to provide. So the woman is going to have maluk. Any property which is hers, she relinquishes the duration of their marriage, and the husband's allowed to eat the peres and have what he wants from it. At the moment they get divorced or the husband dies, the property estate goes back to the woman. That's called nichsei maluk, as opposed to nichsei tzarabazel. I'm not going to eat tzarabazel. That's another type of property the woman brings into marriage. Now, according to the reason that we have this again is because that if the woman will be eventually be taken in, if she was ever kidnapped, the husband has to redeem her at any price, or any value, relative, at any price. He'll have to redeem her. That was Kineged Zed. Then we also have Mizonos, Takas, her Maiseidea, that let's say he has to provide her. He has to provide her all her meals. And the fact that she works, whatever she works, goes to the husband. Again, different basic contractual obligations that are required from one to the other. So now, according to Reish Lakish, the whole reason the Rabbanan required her to get to be dated was for the benefit of the woman. Because if the woman is, I think it's Rish Lakish, that according to Reish Lakish, if the reason is, because again, if the husband's gonna divorce her without a time, so he's going to claim, oh look, I really divorced her a year and a half after you thought, and that whole time I was allowed to use her property. And she's been the whole year and a half, he's basically stealing from her property, so we don't want that to happen. In order to protect the woman, we make him write a date. So Arusa Leis Leperis, now it makes sense when it comes to halacha, with regards to you're marrying a woman, there is no peris. You don't have to give her the halacha of Nechsei Maluk, don't kick in until you're fully married by Nisun. As we mentioned yesterday, there's two stages, there's Erisin and Nisun. Erisin is that she's married to you on a level of Daraisa, she cheats on you, she's Chayav Misa, but she's not fully married yet. Meaning the fact that you don't have to start supporting her, she doesn't have to give you her work probably, they would use to wait a year for her to get ready for the marriage, then they would do Nisun of bringing her into her house, that would be the full-fledged marriage. So now, in Arusa state, she does not give you her property of Nefse Maluk yet. Only when you do Nisuin do you give her Nefse Maluk. And in effect, what does he have to do? His obligation was to pay her off. If she ended up being kidnapped, he'd have to pay the ransom. So that is not going to be taken effect until Nisuin. So Gemara is assuming, again, according to Rish Lakish, this part of this would actually make sense why it's there's no requirement for a date in this man of a star getting married, which is really a star Erisin, that you're now married to her on the level of Arusa, because she doesn't have any produce yet. So what are you afraid that she's going to lose? She's not going to lose anything yet. And therefore, again, if he claims, oh, I really married her a year and a half ago, so great, Shkoyach, you married her a year and a half ago through Arusa, and who cares? That does nothing. There's no shaychas to the lacha of the fact that now you're going to inherit her property yet, and not to use her property. You're not allowed to use her property yet. So there's no chash over there. However, Elaman Damre Mishum Basa Choso. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, who's the arguments of Rish Lakish over there, and Rabbi Yochanan holds that the reason the Rabbanan instituted a get was to have a date on it was because of the fact that maybe you're going to come to have Rachmanis on your niece. If Shimon marries Reuven's daughter, his niece, and he marries her, so now what happens is that if she cheats on Shimon, so she cheats with some random guy, and she's chayav misa, and there was aid into that. So Shimon still his niece. He feels badly for it. He would rather her not die. So he's going to write up a get and claim that the get was without a time on it. Midoraisa is his kasher, and he's going to claim that this get was really written a year and a half ago. She was really divorced him. She's not married, and she's not going to be chayav misa. And we're afraid of that. So therefore, we made a takana that you have to write the time on the get, because if you write the time on the get, you'll know beferish when it's working. If it's ma'akev, even b'di'eved, that if you don't write the time, the get is not kasher. So then that would tell us that she's not allowed to rely on the fact that she was divorced, and we'd have a chazaka that she's a chazkas eshes ish, and she would be killed based on the testimony of these witnesses. So the Gemara says, so then according to Rabbi Yochanan, liske zman, that here they should also, in the Karsha Kedushin document, you should have the same reason. Because if you marry your basa choso, and the person is going to marry this niece, and he's going to feel badly for her, she cheats on him, so she's going to claim that they did a star erisin to marry, they did a star to get married, that they made a kesef star bia, right? They married through star, and they did the method of being married. He's going to write a star he's going to post-date it. He's going to write that really it was a year and a half after that she cheated on him, and really she didn't cheat on him, she wasn't even married to him yet. So the Gemara says, and this really happened predated, and she wouldn't be chayav misa. So Gemara says, how is Rabbi Yochanan going to answer this? Mishum de ikur mekadesh bekasve. The last restara lo sikur rabbanan zman. What's the rule over here? 2/3 of the examples of getting married are kesef, star, and bia. Kesef and bia are not shayach to have this question. The only question would be with star alone, and star alone is not enough to make a takana. And as opposed to get, the only way to get rid of her is to, if she dies, but, or really, to get rid of her in terms of if you're still alive, the only way to get rid of it is if the only way to get rid of her is by giving her a get. So therefore we made a takana. So Mar says, Amar le Ravacha, Breder of Yisrael Ravashi, v'ha, avda de'ika, de'kana v'kas, v'ikad v'shtara, v'tikr banan zman. But when it comes to an eved, a slave, when you purchase him with money, or you purchase him with a document, there's two ways to do it. Yet the Rabbanan instituted that the sale has to have a date on it. Yet there's two different malachim. So therefore, why do we make that? Why don't we have that way of the sale? Again, there's not shayach to mention it by money. The only way to make it shayach as a date recorded is with a star. That's the only time it'll help you. And yet we make a takana there. So here also we should make a takana when it's relevant. So Gemara says, no, because Hasan Rubin Shtar, the way that most slaves are purchased is through a document. So therefore, when they're making the Gzera, they make it on a roll of the cases. Hacha Ribay Bekas, but here, that most people are doing it with money, in such a case, only a small portion are doing it like we do, Bismanazeh. We do it with Shavik Kesef, which is like Kesef. We do that when we get married with the ring, so that's why most people are doing it back then also, and therefore, the halacha would be that the Rabbanan do not institute it by the case of doing it by kedushin. So Gemara says, "Ibai same," or you can give a different answer. Mishum de loyashar, there's not possible to cover up the way by kedushin. Hey chalavin, what do you want to do? Who's going to keep the document? Lincha gabai dido, you're going to keep it with the wife. Machakalei, she'll just erase the time and then say, "Look, I was really married a year and a half after you claim that this relation, the adulterous relationship I had." Lincha gabai dido, you're going to leave it with the husband again. If it's his niece, he's still also going to do the same thing. Zimin devasachosa mechapela, he's going to cover it up. Also, he's going to cover the line that said he was married. Lincha gabai edim, you're going to leave it with the edim that the witnesses have signed on it. So that's the izichar leisulasud. If they remember what date it was, they're going to come to testify it. Vilo. And if they don't remember when it was, zimin dechazim mechsav avasu mezade, they're going to come to based on the fact. Oh, they're going to read their documents. Oh yeah, taka, this happened on the 5th of Tevis. I remember that. So they're going to look because the only reason they said that is because it comes from the document, not because they actually remembered it. And that would be a problem of a psuma daraisa of edus rachman amar mipiyam v'lo mibiksavim, that you can only testify on in regards to the testimony of a witness that you saw, not from the biksavim and not from their writings, not things that they wrote down. That you're not allowed to write your edus. That's the whole question. Famous Tosfos and Kedushin and Chaim made this in Ksubas. Chaim made the famous why? How is every star mamla not a star going to be a problem? Biyam v'lo mibiksavim, because the star is being made. That's a whole shaila. But lamaisa over here with regards to the case of you get. This wouldn't really help you there. Rishonim just asking Akasha, though, if he dated the document in his possessions of the witnesses, why was Ezra in the testify at all from the date of the marriage? Since the Kedushin document has halacha, it should be sufficient that he should that the actual dated document based in as proof of the time of the marriage. That's the whole question. The Rishonim asked that. Okay, but that's a question. Again, so that's an answer. They have nothing to do. And where's the Yachi? If this was the whole problem with regards to Kedushin, though, Begerishinam and Yachi, why didn't have the same exact issue with regards to a get? What's the purpose of writing the time? According to Rabbi Yochanan, you could come to the same thing. He'll come to erase the time. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Hasam la tala didai kasa. There in the case of the divorce, that's going to save her, because if you don't write a time, the get's puzzle anyway. It's not a raya. And you go after the chazaka that she was married. Here, halcha lechova udeasei. In the case of the marriage, it's coming, the fact that you're writing the time is coming to her detriment, and he could erase it. Because at the end of the day, the chazaka would be the chip new beforehand. And therefore, the chazaka would not be able to kill her, as opposed to the get. The chazaka would be enough to kill her if you had not been for that point. Let's do the Mishnah, we will have the Gemara. Gemara says, Shlosha acha nesun shtena, shalosh nachriyas. Reuven and Shimon and Levi are married to three unrelated women. Umeis acha mahem, and Reuven dies without any children. Also, Hashini Maimar. So Shimon does Maimar to Reuven's wife. And what happens to Mason? Then Shimon subsequently dies. The Tanakhama says that Shimon, even the wife that he done Maimar with, also has to do Chalitza. Not only that, even the Tzara needs to do Chalitza as well. And she can't do Yibam. Why not? Because Shimon Umeis Echad Mehem Yivam Yavaleh. It says that one of them dies, her Yavam comes to have relations with her. Shaleah Zikas Yavam Achad, because this is referring to a case of one who has one Zika with one brother. But lo Shaleah Zika Shevam is not a Zika with two brothers. In our example, she has a Zika with two different brothers, because the fact that she did a Maimar is an incomplete Zika. Really, it was supposed to complete the Zika of Reuben. If Shimon had subsequently done Bia with her, Maimar then Bia, and then subsequently dies, the lach would be its full-fledged mutter for Levi to do Yibum with her, because it's considered only the Yibum, it's only considered the Yavama of Shimon. But the fact that he did Maimar, according to Rabbanan right now, it's an incomplete process of the status of finishing Reuven's Yibum process. So since you've done that, it's still considered both Reuven and Shimon Zika, in which case it's a Ptur, and therefore you're not going to be Shaleah Zika Tziyavamachad Veloah Zika Shnei Yavamin. Rabbi Shimon says, no, Miyavim La'ezah Shiretza V'chol Zishniya. Rabbi Shimon says he rejects the concept of the double Zika. He says it's Manashach. Maimar is just a suffix whether or not you've required the Yavama on a full level. So therefore, if it's really effective, then really you're full-fledged the wife of Shimon now, and you're allowed to do Yibum regardless. And if it wasn't effective at all, so Rabbi Shimon says that you would have to do, so then really you should be doing Yibum with Reuven's wife is totally okay. And then Shimon's wife, you can do whatever you want. So then Shimon's wife wasn't really, maybe not married to you. But to avoid that situation, you have to do Chalitza with her, because really, maybe if they weren't married at all, then you'd have to do Chalitza, you're not sure. But if they really talk were married, you're only allowed to do it with one of them. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon rules that you would have to do Yibum with Chalitza with one of them in order to do Yibum with the other. Okay, the Gemara is going to have a Chalitza. Okay, we'll pick up the Izika Sneibum and Bez Hashem in tomorrow's daf.